It was wrong for them to shut down the government the first time. It was wrong the second time. And three wrongs on the environment do not make a right.
Let me say it plainly. It was wrong for them to shut down the government the first time. It was wrong the second time. Three wrongs don't make a right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Rush Limbaugh.
We got to lead off with this story. You may have heard about this, but nevertheless, we have to tell you about it. We have to get in on this ourselves. This is the story about Lyric the dog in Nashua, New Hampshire. Lyric's master has a respiratory problem, suffers from asthma, and has to be hooked up to an oxygen tank while sleeping at night, or while sleeping in the daytime at any point. And if something happens to interrupt the flow of oxygen or the mask falls off, the dog has been trained to go into action. The first thing that the dog does is try to revive the master. If there's a big alarm in the house when this happens. If that doesn't work, the dog is then trained to call 911. There is a picture of it, ladies and gentlemen. Now, you may be doubtful about this, but we have actual videotape to show you of how this works. Go ahead and roll it. This is a dog, Lyric, and this is the master here, and this is an illustration. This is after the fact what actually happened. This whole situation did occur. This is how the dog goes up, knocks the phone off, and then dials. Here's a tape of how it sounded.
We have a medical emergency in Nashua at 37 Langholm Drive. It's the main house building. That is, on our screen is showing there is a medical dog at this residence who is trained to call 911.
I mean, hold on a minute. This is incredible. You saw the phone. The phone has 911 programmed almost all the speed dial buttons. So the dog knocks the phone off, goes up and paws the phone. Like that. And then after the dog hears somebody answer, it starts barking. And they have the situation in Nashua, New Hampshire. It's like caller ID, except it registers the address where the call's from, and somebody was able to see that this emergency had happened before, so the emergency people went out there and actually saved the woman's life. The dog is getting credit for it. And you've got Nashua, I was telling somebody, Nashua, New Hampshire is, because the dispatcher, by the way, I should say, admitted that she almost hung up thinking it was a practical joke. I mean, you get an emergency call and a dog's barking at you. But I was thinking what you could do here, this is a small enough community, that you could just go to the dispatcher people at the 911, it's a firehouse, I think, in Nashua, and just say, look, if a dog calls you, it's an actual emergency at this particular house, and go on out there. Now, this dog, of course, when its master got sick, did not sit around looking on in fear and hope, ladies and gentlemen. This dog actually went into action. I've done research. I found out the dog also supports the flat tax, welfare reform, and the downsizing of government. We're all for this dog. What a beautiful dog. Now, I don't want to make any of you mad, but can you imagine this happening with a cat? Sorry. Just won't happen. Going through Time magazine. Can I show you about this Time magazine? This is the Time. Look at that. Hold that up there. Take a look. Does that not make her look like Dracula? We always make jokes about how Time magazine makes Republicans and conservatives look like Darth Vader or whatever, and look at the M, the two red points of the M. Do they not look like Satan horns coming out of the top of her head? Do they not? Look at this. Look at that. So, you people out there who idolize Mrs. Clinton, to whom, you live vicariously through her, she's your role model. I have something for you from this This is excerpts of this book by Jim Stewart called Bloodsport. And there's this quote Mrs. Clinton told to, I think, Susan McDougal. But anyway, she's quoted as saying to somebody, "You can't be a woman if you don't have children. It's the central mission of women. It's too great, it's too important not to experience it." This is going to come as big news to Janet Reno and Donna Shalala, ladies and gentlemen. I guess to whom Mrs. Clinton, they aren't really women. And maybe to some of you, they aren't either. It's incredible. Finally, since we're talking about feminism, there's a magazine out there called Working Woman Magazine, and I'm a regular subscriber, because I want to keep track of what's going on in the working woman world, since they've taken so many jobs from otherwise deserving men. Only kidding. I'm serious, folks. Now, they've got a gossip page in Working Woman magazine. What is this? This is a February 1996 issue. Their gossip page is called Biz Buzz. And there's this little section at the bottom of the page in this issue called Rat Patrol. One ad for Rosalie Osias's Great Neck, New York law practice features her sprawled across a desk, provocatively chewing a pencil and showing a lot of cleavage. In another, she wears tiny leather shorts and straddles a motorcycle. "What's the problem?" shrugs Osias, who's scorned feminists for leading women straight into the glass ceiling. "If women want to get anywhere, they should exploit their sexuality to create a business opportunity." Then they write, "With friends like you, Rosalie, who needs Rush?" Meaning they're more angry at her. She's doing more damage to the feminist movement than they think I have done, which I feel very bad about being displaced. So I'll work even harder. I'm going to work even harder to get back in the good graces as being enemy number one to feminists in Working Woman magazine. You can count on it, friends. I will not let you down. And we'll be right back. Right back. Don't go away.
Do you know you might be spending double what you need to for your life insurance? American Republic Insurance Company has a breakthrough buying system for purchasing lowest cost term life insurance. $30 a month, just a dollar a day, buys $369,000 of coverage for a man age 35. The same dollar a day buys $430,000 coverage for a woman age 35. These rates are guaranteed level for 10 years. Get your free custom quote. Stop overspending. Call today, 1-800-901-LIFE.
She wanted to remember their love, to immortalize the passion they once shared for butter. But cholesterol took away their love until...
My darling, if only you could taste this.
I can't believe it's not butter.
It's the original spread flavored with real sweet green buttermilk for a fresh butter taste, but without the cholesterol.
What a work of art.
I can't believe it's not butter. The taste you love without the cholesterol.
If you're like me, then you love to meet people and have fun over the phone. And thanks to the Super Network, you're only one phone number away from all your favorite phone adventures.
When you call the Super Network, you can find romance on the date line, talk with dozens of people over the party line, set your imagination free over the fantasy line. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll discover the extra bonus lines that make our network so popular.
Call the Super Network now and satisfy all your entertainment cravings.
And now UPN 20's community calendar. Mount Vernon High School will host a talent show March 22nd at 7 p.m. The theme will be Black Heritage, A Future Without Drugs. For tickets, call the Gum Springs Community Center, 703-660-2300. During Women's History Month, WDCA and the National Museum of Women in the Arts present Women Making a Difference. Send nominations to Post Office Box 9662, Washington, D.C. 20016. The Capitol Hill Arts Workshop presents The Gospel at Columbus, March 22nd at 7:30 p.m. at Hine Junior High School. This rousing musical focuses on the final hours of Oedipus. Call 202-547-6839. The Fairfax Symphony presents the world premiere of Listen to the Earth, a choral symphony, March 23rd at 7:30 p.m. at George Mason University's Center for the Arts. Call 703-993-8888. The community calendar is a public service of UPN 20.
Thank you a lot. Welcome back. And we want to now review some of the results and some of the things people said after the results on Super Tuesday. Another big sweep for Bob Dole. This is what the newspaper headlines look like. Dole cements GOP bid. That's looks like he's going for the mafia vote with that headline. Anyway, here's some videotape. Here's just a little video montage of some comments from the principals after the results were in.
I'm not prepared to negotiate anything with either one of them. They have every right to run. I can't tell them not to run. But my view, if they want to beat Bill Clinton or they want to be spoilers, they can make a choice.
Obviously, the results tonight are a disappointment. And quite obviously, too, in the upcoming primaries next week, we must make a major breakthrough in one of those Midwest industrial states. If not, then this campaign will have to come to a conclusion.
Look at those numbers from Mississippi and places like that. Compare them with 1992. Mr. Dole is finding out that 40 to 50% of the Republican Party wants this race to stay open and wants us to stay in and does not want Bob Dole for the nominee. It's a two-man race after next week, Buchanan and Dole all the way to San Diego.
We ask every Buchanan voter everywhere in America to join the team to get the right kind of president, to appoint the right kind of judges so our children can be safe and our streets can be safe. So come home to your team, Buchanan voters, everywhere in America.
Okay, a couple comments. Since we put that reel together, the Forbes campaign has announced that on Thursday at 1, he will announce that he is quitting the race. No reason given yet. We can speculate that they probably have figured out they've spent enough money. They got a bunch of good PR for the magazine now. It's time to get out of this before they start looking sort of foolish. I mean, they're getting fewer votes than Buchanan, even though they're still higher in the delegate count than Buchanan is. And also Buchanan, the audio there was sort of like in an echo chamber, in a barrel, but Buchanan challenged the press to compare his results in 1992 to his results this year. Well, if you do that, the press is going to do it. Remember Gary Hart. He challenged them to follow him around so that they would learn he's not seeing anybody on the side, and they followed him around, and they found him with, what was her name, Donna Rice, down there on that boat, the monkey business. So the press did it, and here are the stats. Ladies and gentlemen, the comparison showed that Buchanan's support this year in five of the seven states, which voted on Tuesday and Super Tuesday, at or below his 92 primary standings against Bush, and in Florida, Buchanan, for example, in 1992 had 32% of the vote versus 19% of the vote this year. And look further, his support, even though, and it's admittedly there are more people in the race this year than there were in 1992, but his numbers have never been anywhere near what they were in 1992 in several of these states. Now, there is a little story I've got to point out to you. I ran across this in my preparation for the program today. You know, there is a spending limit for the presidential campaign, just like there's a salary cap in basketball, a salary cap in football. And the money that you spend during primaries counts against that cap. Clinton hasn't had to spend any during the primaries because he's unopposed. Dole has had to spend a lot. In fact, he spent about $25 million, $27 million so far. And here's how the war chests shape up at this point going into the general election. Clinton has $25.8 million remaining and Dole has 12.5. Now, when you look at that, you might say, oh no, it's even going to be more trouble. He doesn't have the money. That's not necessarily true. I think this, ladies and gentlemen, is a godsend. And I'll tell you why. Remember back in November and December when the Republicans were trying to get their budget through and the Democrats and the basically big labor and the Association of Retired People got together and ran $22 million of ads trying to scare the American people about Medicare and school lunch cuts and the environment, dirty water and dirty air and all that. And we were all saying, like, gosh, why don't the Republicans respond to this, for crying out loud? Come up with some issue-oriented advertising, image advertising, do something to counter this. You're just letting them get away with all these false allegations. And a Republican said, no, we don't do that. We're not going to waste our money now. It's too soon. Besides, we don't support ideas. Our money goes to candidates. Well, the RNC, ladies and gentlemen, can run ads during the presidential campaign. That's the Republican National Committee. But they cannot run commercials for Dole because that would be helping him beyond the spending limit. So they can't run commercials urging people to vote for Dole, but they can run all kinds of commercials that lambaste Clinton. They can urge people not to vote for Clinton, and they can run all sorts of commercials, and this is the godsend, I think. They can run all sorts of commercials that tout the ideas that people stand for. And you know what they're going to be. They're going to be Contract with America ideas, because those are Dole's ideas. If you'll note, when Dole gets full of fire and brimstone, he's starting to repeat the things that everybody was standing for in the contract and all through that budget battle. So by virtue of the fact that Dole doesn't have any money, the Republican National Committee is now forced to do what they wouldn't do last winter, and that is run the spots that counter all the BS, the Barbara Streisand that was in those Democrat ads. So it's about, this is great news. This is real, I think it's great news. Now, we have to show you something else. When you mention Dole to anybody, the question automatically, first question anybody asks is, who do you think is going to be the VP? More people are interested in who's going to be the VP than what Dole stands for. It really is fascinating. We all know why. It's because of the age factor. And the name Colin Powell keeps coming up. Well, my friends, we've been working diligently here at Rush Limbaugh, the television show. We've gone back and researched for you and found what Colin Powell has said about running for office and running for the vice presidency. And listen very carefully to this as it goes by. Take a look.
I will not be a candidate for president or for any other elective office in 1996.
What if the GOP nominee doesn't look like he can beat the president or anybody else? What if there's a draft? What then?
I'm ruling out run for the presidency in 1996 or running for any elective office in 1996.
Exactly, you can rule out running as an independent or perhaps as the candidate of a third party like Mr. Perot's party.
I ruled out running, and so once I did that, there was no need to specify.
Have you ruled out the prospect of being on the vice presidential, being a vice presidential candidate? Have you discussed that with Senator Dole or any other candidate?
I have ruled it out.
For an elective office, have you ruled out an appointive office such as Secretary of State?
Nobody has offered me any offices, so I'm not going to rule anything in or out.
Ooh. Could the vice presidency be looked at by General Powell as an appointive office? After all, you get appointed to it and then you run. You don't engage in an election to win the vice presidency as a nominating thing. You have somebody ask you to serve. They could, I think, split hairs on this if they wanted to, knowing that everybody's going to be doing what we've done here and go back and look at what he said. And clearly he wants to be involved. He just doesn't want to get involved in a huge campaign. But he left the door wide open for Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, Secretary of whatever, a cabinet post. If he looks at the vice presidency as a similar type of position, might go. And I should point out, one of his best friends and top advisors, a guy named Ken Duberstein, who was very high-ranking in the Reagan administration, and Duberstein was on television this morning, said, there's no way. He hasn't changed his mind about anything. He's not going to do it. You got to keep that in mind. And he did rule out, despite this splitting hairs we're looking at here, he did, if you recall the first part of that tape, rule out the vice presidency. So all the evidence that we have so far, his words and the words of his advisors are, he doesn't want it, he hadn't changed his mind, don't think about it. We'll take a break and be back with a poll that'll show you that Clinton's sort of weak, weaker than most people think, right after this.
Men, is gray hair sneaking up on you, right under your nose?
It is sneaking up on me. Here, too.
You need Just for Men Gel. Brush in, and in 5 minutes, rinse.
It's the sure thing for a natural look.
Just for Men Gel.
Pam, look. Phillips has gel caps. Gentle overnight relief in a little gel cap. This is just the thing for your constipation, honey.
Even has a stool softener, huh, Brenda?
Phillips has gel caps.
Introducing something new from Lever 2000. Lever 2000 Antibacterial Bar. Germs on your hands can come from your nose. Germs on your ankles can come from your toes. Like other antibacterial soaps, Lever 2000 kills germs. But we have more moisturizer, so your skin will feel better, too. Germs on your head can come from your wrist. Germs on your face can come from a kiss. So use Lever 2000 Antibacterial Bar on all your 2000 parts. Keeps moisture in. Keeps germs out.
I love my cars, keeping everything inside running just right. But what about the outside? You got to keep it right, too. How? Easy. You know, the better get Maaco guys. They really know how to do it right.
Right now, Maaco value is better than ever. Get our great-looking Maaco Ambassador finish for one low price, our best value. Right now, only $189. Call Maaco today.
You want it done right? Call Maaco, America's smart choice.
We have consumers who call in with HMOs or PPOs, and in most cases, those consumers have a list of doctors that they are working from. We can do a search and use that HMO or PPO as one of the criteria, come up with doctors who actually work with that insurance and help match you up to that practitioner. We have got it all updated right on the system.
No matter how you're insured, Prolog can help you find the right doctor or dentist. Call 1-800-DOCTORS. The call is free. The service is free.
Yourself go. Call 1-800-FREELOVE and let your imagination run wild. Talk live one-on-one. Only $2.50 per minute. Adults only. Come on and do it. Call 1-800-FREELOVE now.
Let me talk to you. Use your imagination. Go wild.
Hi, welcome back. I want to tell you about the Battleground Poll. Battleground Poll is a poll put together by a Democrat and a Republican working together. Celinda Lake is the Democrat, Ed Goaz is the Republican. It consists of three questions. It's got an excellent track record. The Battleground Poll is the only poll that predicted George Bush's stunning upset defeat in 1992, and it had the news as early as 1991. Here are the questions that the Battleground Poll poses to voters. Question one. It's a generic presidential ballot question. If the election were held today, would you prefer a Republican or a Democratic candidate? Then there are two questions to determine the reelect strength of an incumbent. Question number two is, do you think Bill Clinton has performed his job as president well enough to deserve reelection, or do you think it's time to give a new person a chance? And the third question is called the hard reelect question. It is, if the election were held today and you had to make a choice, would you vote to reelect Bill Clinton as president no matter who ran against him? If you add up the votes from the two reelect questions, soft and hard, and then add that to the number from the generic presidential ballot question, in Clinton's case, with the current data, you get a total of 41% who say Bill Clinton should be reelected. The don't reelect Clinton numbers from those two questions, added to the question at top about generic ballot selection, Clinton's reelect numbers on the opposition side are 49%. That is an 8-point gap. In 1991, George Bush's numbers, the same poll, were this. 36% were for his reelection, 40% were against his reelection. He had a 4-point deficit. He never overcame it. These numbers on Clinton have been consistent, have been the same for a year and a half. And people look at this poll and they say it's a simple poll, but it goes right to the heart of the matter. It doesn't ask about Clinton and somebody else. Because you see all these polls out there now, Clinton versus Dole, CNN, USA Today, New York Times, CBS, whatever it is. They show Clinton at 55, Dole at 33, Clinton 58, Dole 39, whatever it is. And you say, wow. And by the way, the polls back, the conventional polls back during 1991 with Bush showed Bush way ahead of anybody else, anybody from the Democratic field. Showed him way ahead. Remember those 85 and 90% reelect numbers? This poll during all that said Bush is going to lose, and he's down by 4. And this poll says the same thing for Clinton. And this track record is one that many people are looking at. I'll bet you the White House internal reelect numbers show much the same thing. Be back with more after this. Stay with us.
Everybody loves potato chips, but who needs the fat and calories? Introducing Microchip from KaTel. It makes delicious fat-free potato chips. Watch, put potato slices in Microchip, pop in a microwave, and presto! Delicious potato chips with no fat, no grease, no cholesterol, and look how crispy they are. Only Microchip holds each slice upright so both sides cook evenly. 16 ounces of ordinary chips contain up to 5.5 ounces of fat. If you're diet conscious, counting calories, imagine eating all that. Try this. Cut fresh tortillas into chips and olé. Crispy, crunchy tortilla chips with no added fat. Add water and cover, and Microchip becomes a vegetable steamer. And with this special TV offer, you can get Microchip for just $19.95. Call now, and we'll also include this chip slicer, plus this ripple slicer, a $15 combined value, absolutely free. We'll even include this recipe booklet. You'll get Microchip, steaming cover, chip slicer, ripple slicer, and recipe booklet, a $35 value, all for just $19.95. If you don't agree it makes the best chips you've ever had, return for refund.
Call 1-800-308-4300. That's 1-800-308-4300.
Sub-zero temperatures, bitter winds stinging your face. You've fallen on the ice, skidded out of control in the fierce blizzard of 96, and winter isn't over yet. What you want is an early warning. What you need is no-wait weather on UPN 20 News at 10, because you shouldn't be delayed tomorrow when you can get tomorrow's forecast first on Washington's only 30-minute primetime news, UPN 20 News at 10. No-wait weather, first sports, all the news in half the time, UPN 20 News at 10.
Attention Star Trek fans, NovaCon 4, Washington's premier Star Trek convention, is coming March 30th and 31st to the West Park Hotel, Tyson's Corner, Virginia. Guests include Robert Picardo, the Voyager Doctor, Grace Lee Whitney, classic Trek's Yeoman Rand, as well as next generation scriptwriters. Each day is filled with entertainment and features a spectacular dealer's room. Doors open at 10 a.m. each day. Tickets are available at all Ticketmaster outlets. To phone charge, call 202-432-SEAT. Admission also available at door. That's NovaCon 4, March 30th and 31st at the West Park Hotel. This is a Star Trek event not to be missed.
In 7 days, meet a cop who knows it's a jungle out there. In more ways than one, the Sentinel.
Wednesday at 8 on UPN 20.
Ought to be a law against bad DJs.
Please, dance, you guys.
To make sure your party's great, choose the only company with a triple your money back guarantee.
Vegas DJs.
My DJs are true personalities who play the right music.
For a free brochure,
$145 discount,
and the triple your money back guarantee,
call
Davis DJs.
Witness a merciless enemy.
Battle Station.
One final hope on the next Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
Saturday at 7 on UPN 20.
Chet, go ahead and throw the split screen up there. You're looking, ladies and gentlemen, at two NBA coaches, Paul Westfall on the left, Don Nelson on the right. What do these men have in common? Two things. One, they were both fired this year as coaches. And two, they both had dinner at my house earlier in the season. Westfall's a good friend. The Suns were in town. He was coach of the Suns. Suns were in town to play the Knicks. Nelson coaches the Knicks, or coached. And came over and had dinner. It was early November, right at the beginning of the season. And now they've both been fired. It is obvious that if you don't like your NBA coach, send me a note. I'll invite him to my house for dinner, and they'll be gone. And this might also work. This might also work with Mahmoud, whatever, Raouf, the guy who refuses to stand for the national anthem, the Denver Nuggets guard. I plan to invite him to my house soon. We're going to play the national anthem, and he'll get fired after dinner. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Quit chewing tobacco with Mint Snuff All Mint Chew. Mint Snuff is made from mint, not tobacco. For a store near you, call 1-800-EAT-MINT. Now available at Sam's Clubs.
Whether it's fair or not, every day people judge you by the words you use.
Verbal Advantage Vocabulary Tapes. Learn more. Call now. 1-800-549-WORD.
Melatonex. The only time-release melatonin tablet. Melatonex for sound, natural sleep. All night, every night. Make sure it ends with an X. Melatonex.
A pound of ordinary potato chips has up to 5.5 ounces of fat. But now, with Microchip, make delicious, crispy, fat-free potato chips in your own microwave. Call now to get Microchip. Complete kit, just $19.95.